Hachette Audio presents Built to Belong, Discovering the Power of Community Over Competition. Written and read by Natalie Frank. To you, for loving me unconditionally and encouraging me relentlessly. To Mom, for teaching your daughters that they can rise by lifting others. To the leaders of the rising tide, past and present, who are fighting for community in a competitive world, you are the very best of us. Introduction. I'm tired of feeling alone. The thought poured out of me before I had time to contemplate why. I desperately wanted to pull back those words, like a hand on a hot stovetop, but I couldn't. It was the truth. I hated the feeling, but it was right there, staring back at me with bleak desolation. For 10 years, I had checked off every box, followed the rules, climbed every rung of the ladder as I worked to build my career. And yet, there I sat in a darkened room alone, illuminated only by the screen of my laptop, with tears running down my cheeks. All those goals I had set for myself, all the striving and achieving had led me here. I had graduated with honors from an Ivy League school. I had turned my passion into a profession and used a camera to create a 6-figure wedding photography business that took me around the world. I loved my work and the freedom and creativity it offered. I had a broad network of friends and business contacts from around the country. I had married my high school sweetheart, and we were looking forward to starting a family one day. I had even discovered the perfect chocolate chip cookie recipe and could make it without burning the edges. I was adulting on all cylinders. By modern metrics of success, I had made it. I should be joyfully living in my bliss, or whatever the self-help gurus say these days. But I wasn't. I was sitting in my pitch black office, literally and figuratively, alone. The only light in that dark, empty space that I could see wasn't a way out. It was my computer screen. Thousands of pixels served as both a gateway to the universe and a physical barrier between me and the outside world. In that dimly lit office, I was a little girl, sitting up against the glass window, watching the world go on outside. Just far enough away that she doesn't risk getting hurt by the challenges that come with living in community with others, but close enough to realize.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?